Youngest's label on it, which he'd placed in the back of the buggy, and I saw his face as it probably looked when he thought himself alone. That man touch 100? He looks as if he was dead and in hell now. Harmon drew a slab of tobacco from his pocket, cut off a wedge, and pressed it into the leather pouch of his cheek. Guess he's been in Starkfield too many winters. Most of the smart ones get away. Why didn't he? Somebody had to stay and care for the folks. There weren't ever anybody but Ethan. First his father, then his mother, then his wife. And then the smash-up? Harmon chuckled sardonically. That's so. He had to stay then. I see. And since then, they've had to care for him. Harmon thoughtfully passed his tobacco to the other cheek. Oh, as to that, I guess it's always Ethan done the caring. Though Harmon Gow developed the tale as far as his mental and moral reach permitted, there were perceptible gaps between his facts, and I had the sense that the deeper meaning of the story was in the gaps. But one phrase stuck in my memory and served as the nucleus about which I grouped my subsequent inferences. Guess he's been in Starkfield too many winters. Before my own time there was up, I had learned to know what that meant. Yet I had come in the degenerate day of trolley, bicycle,